This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq today, more violence and hints of progress toward peace. A car bomb in a town near the Syrian border killed 16 people. Another Iraqi was killed by a bomb in Basra. And U.S. and Iraqi military forces kept up their offensive south of Baghdad. But government officials say they're in talks with people from two longtime insurgent strongholds, Fallujah and the Sadr City section of Baghdad. NPR's Emily Harris reports from the Iraqi capital.
Prime Minister Iyad Alawi hinted yesterday at progress in talks with supporters of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Sadr's militia, the Mehdi Army, regularly battles U.S. forces in the poor Baghdad neighborhood named after his father, Sadr City. But today, the prime minister extinguished rumors that a ceasefire deal had been reached. He said first Sadr's fighters must turn in their weapons and let police return to the streets. Abdul Hadi al-Daraji, a spokesperson for Sadr, says those demands aren't the problem. But he says there will be no peace until American troops agree to stay out of Sadr City.
The American forces say they're coming on order of the Iraqi government, and the Iraqi government says it's sovereign. And so there's no sense in having occupation forces in the city.
Both the interim Iraqi government and the U.S. want to increase the number of Iraqi security forces in areas where insurgents are active. But there aren't enough Iraqi troops trained and ready. In addition, U.S. officials believe one test of stability in Iraq is whether American troops can move anywhere they want, unhindered by attacks. Ron Newman, counselor for political and military affairs at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, says Sadr is difficult to trust.
I mean, this is a guy who changes his mind frequently. He's broken every deal he's made. So I know there are people who say, well, if you'd back off, he'd do X or Y. I see absolutely no convincing evidence for that.
American and Iraqi officials say people are fed up with violence in their neighborhoods, in Sadr City and in Fallujah, where the government is also negotiating with locals. But not all are fed up enough to stop fighting. On a field in Sadr City, 22-year-old Qasim al-Bahadili plays soccer during the day. At night, he says he and all his teammates go out and fight Americans as part of Sadr's Mehdi army. Whatever Sadr decides about a ceasefire, Bahadili will support.
We'd like to live in peace, of course, but we don't have any say. The decision is in the hands of Muqtada because he's in charge of the city, and everyone here supports Muqtada.
On this soccer field, that may be true. But in an air-conditioned video parlor a few blocks away, feelings are somewhat more nuanced. Half a dozen young men are playing a networked war game. One of them is Ahlad Sahib, a college student who doesn't count himself as a Mehdi Army member. He says he does support resistance to the U.S. occupation, but not in the city. He comes here for relief from real airplanes dropping bombs and real shooting in the streets.
We go from the real war on the street to the imaginary war in here, and the imaginary war is better than the real war.
In the video game he's playing, American soldiers hunt for Saddam Hussein, fighting Iraqis all the way. Part of that is now history. Part is still going on. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.